This is Dr. Lee dictating his the physical patient name. Lee, L-E-E, John, J-O-H-N, date of birth, 2/22/1948, place, Franklinwood, Janice's Nursing Home, date of service, 6/24/2025, history of present illness, this is a 77-year-old male. He is admitted to subacute rehab after hospitalization. Patient was admitted to the MedStar Hospital with a multiple medical problem, known coronary artery disease, status post CABG, atrial flutter, status post ablation, insertion of dual chamber pacemaker placement in April 2024, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction 40% to 40% in 2024, factor 5 Leiden mutation, history of DVTPE and warfarin, lower extremity chronic venous stasis, ulcers, chronic back pain with multiple back surgeries, on oxycodone for pain control. Patient was evaluated at Franklin Square Hospital emergency room. He was sent from the wound care clinic because patient was noted to have shortness of breath, CHF exacerbation, and volume overload. Patient was managed after evaluation in the ED. Patient was admitted with acute hypoxic respiratory failure and volume overload with CHF exacerbation. While in the hospital, patient was given IV diuretics. CHF was managed. They did echocardiogram. Previously has shown EF of 30% to 40%. In December 2024 and diastolic dysfunction. Bilateral leg edema, pulmonary edema. With IV diuretic, he responded well. Patient was also noted to have intertigo, I-N-T-E-R-T-R-I-G-O, intertigo dermatitis in the groin area with superimposed cellulitis. He was given nystatin cream and bacitracin cream. Previous history of coronary artery disease, maintained on aspirin and beta blocker and statin, atrial flutter, status for dual chamber placement. He has been maintained on warfarin. Factor V Leiden mutation with history of DVT and PE on warfarin. INR goal is 2 to 3. Chronic venous stasis ulcer, bilateral lower extremities, local wound care, and ASRAP as recommended by wound team. After stabilization, PTOT done, patient was sent to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he's alert, re-entered M3, he's sitting in the wheelchair. No headache or dizziness, complaining of pain and aches. No shortness of breath, no chest pain. Past medical history, number one, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, next, atrial flutter, status post ablation, insertion of dual chamber pacemaker placement, next line cardiomyopathy, EF of 30% to 40%, factor 5, Leiden mutation, next line history of DVTPE and warfarin, history of lower extremity chronic venous stasis, ulcerous wound, chronic back pain with multiple back surgeries. Medications upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, 4 times a day, PRN for wheezing. A ammonium lactate topical 12% cream twice a day to the legs, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, empagliflozin, EMPAGLI, FLOZIN, empagliflozin 10 mg daily, Lovinox 100 mg, subcutaneous Q12 hour bridging therapy along with the warfarin, Lasix 80 mg twice a day, gabapentin 300 mg BID for 7 days, isosorbid mononitrate 30 mg daily, ketoconazole 2% topical cream twice a day, metoprolol ER 25 mg daily, oxycodone 15 mg Q6 hour PRN, Entresto 24/25, 1 tablet BID, Senecart BID, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, warfarin 7.5 mg daily except Friday, zinc oxide local cream. Socialist denies alcohol or drug abuse. Other past medical history included surgical history, coronary artery bypass graft, history of hernia repair, rotator cuff repair, history of hip replacement surgery, history of knee replacement surgery. Patient also has a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, iron deficiency anemia, history of pericardial effusion. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, chronic leg edema, both legs, chronic venous stasis ulcer, both lower extremities, growing rash, improving, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia, genitourinary, no hematuria, constitutional, no fever, no chills, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 122/79. Pulse 67. Respiration 18. Pulse oxygen 98%. Temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit. Heart rate mechanical failure, eyes anecdotic, no ENA congestion, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, bilateral decrease, burst on the bases, upper fields are clear, neck and heart SNS2, neck and abdomen soft, non tender, valves on positive, neck and extremities, bilateral lower extremity ulcers with the dressing in place. Next on neuro, patient awake, alert, 20 times 3, very pleasant male, cooperative. Medication is reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab, status post hospitalization with a CHF acute exacerbation, next on acute hypoxic respiratory failure due to CHF. Next line. cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 30 to 40%, next line diastolic dysfunction, next line bilateral proximity, edema with chronic venous stasis ulcers, next line groin rash, next line coronary artery disease, stratus post CABG, maintain on aspirin, statin and beta blocker, next line atrial flutter, stratus post dual chamber pacemaker placement, continue warfarin and beta blocker, next line factor V laden mutation, and history of DVT-PE, maintained on warfarin. We'll continue Lovinox bridging until INR is therapeutic between 2 and 3, then we'll DC Lovinox. Local skin care as per bone team recommendation, follow-up CBC, BMP, and PT-INR. Patient is complaining of increased pain in the back. Current medication therapy does not helping his pain. He has been taking oxycodone for some time for his chronic back pain, previous multiple back surgeries. A patient told me at home he has been taking oxycodone, 15 milligram Q4 hour PRN, and he's still having pain at this point with the current therapy. So I have discussed with the nursing staff, we'll change oxycodone to 15 milligram POQ 4 hour and continue all the rest of his medication, and we'll monitor him and monitor PTNR closely. Goal is to 2 to 3 INR. Next line, advanced care planning. Discuss with the patient. Patient's alert, reentry time 3. He's capable of making his own decision. Patient wants to be full code. I have completed the new MOST form, place in the chart. Also certification paper signed and place in the chart. This standardization, dictating physician, Dr. Ali, A-L-I, first name, L-I-A-Q-A-T.